Hey guys, you know, unless you're new here, then you probably don't know, but the last Monday of every single month, I always do an episode with just myself giving you an update where I am at in this point in my life as it relates to living life with bipolar, the things that are coming up that are potential triggers, good, bad, the month in review. I always love to do this. So that I'm able to share what I am doing myself to stay on track and what is honestly really overwhelming and things that I am struggling with and wanting to talk about what this has looked like the end of every single month. So if you are new here, thank you for joining and for being here and being part of the family that I have created over these last 4 years with the Live Well Bipolar podcast. And that is the entire mission behind the podcast, is really giving you more resources from others who live with bipolar and do work in the field to support those who do, and really being able to show up and consume this information for yourself. If you also live with bipolar like me, or if you have someone you love and care for, and you want to be able to better understand how to show up to support that person. So for me, this has been a very, very busy month. And as you can see from the title of this week's episode, we are calling this one Coming Back to Life. Because, first of all, if you have listened to the previous episodes, I had one, it was 192, where I talked about the lessons I've learned from 1 year of marriage. 193 is my husband that I interviewed as we've now been married for 1 year as of March 4th of this year. And I am wanting to talk about this because we had celebrated our 1 year anniversary on March 4th. We were out of the country. So we went to Miami, then to St. Martin and Anguilla. We were gone from March 2nd to March 11th. And I just wanted to run you guys through a little bit of what my March has looked like and what I am doing to get back into my routine to continue to show up for myself and take care of myself, because it is a lot to go on a trip, especially out of the country, because of the time change, the travel. What am I taking? What am I not taking? Am I forgetting anything? So I just had this conversation with a couple of friends of mine. So I was planning on doing an episode about this, talking about getting back into my routine. So I wanted to share with you what has worked for me coming back from this, because especially when you already have a very busy month. So to give you an idea of what this is looking like, my sister actually turned 21 years old on March 2nd. So my husband and I got to take her out to dinner, celebrate, have that quality time, because that is so important to me when it comes down to having that connection with the people I love the most. So we had that birthday. I also had another birthday of a friend of mine. And then I had another really good friend of mine who is moving. So we had a going away party for that. Of course, we have Easter a week from now. I'm recording this. It is Sunday, the 24th. And I also had an incredible event that I, for an organization that I work with and I love so, so much. And I've done an episode about their Ending the Silence program on this podcast to help introduce other people who have stories living with mental illness that they would like to share to be part of that work. So it is NAMI Valley of the Sun. They hosted their fundraising breakfast actually this Thursday, the 21st. And I was asked to come there and be a speaker and share my story as to what I've overcome in terms of living with bipolar disorder, you know, going from being a patient to a provider, what NAMI has done for my life. So that was an incredible event that I was so, so happy to be a part of. But then also align with that, I just got back last night from the third annual Kid in the Corner Gala that was put on by the CEO and founder. Her name is Francine Sumner, who I absolutely love and admire so, so much. She started this organization and it is truly incredible. And I want to, if you guys, by the time you're listening to this, it'll be already passed. But if you go onto my Instagram and you go to the highlight that's titled Events, you will be able to see the event that I went to. It was the 23rd of March. And Francine has started this organization, Kid in the Corner, after losing her son, Zach, at 16 to suicide in 2017. And the mission behind the organization is to shatter the stigma that surrounds mental illness and to support the kid in the corner, whoever that may be. So it was amazing being able to be in this room, be present, see the impact of this work, and really be able to participate and do more of these things that mean so, so much to me. So there was that. I also have this weekend, there is another mental health expo that I will be going to as well. And then following that, if you haven't listened to this episode, you guys go check out this episode. 181, Surviving a Jump Off the Golden Gate Bridge to Saving Lives with Kevin Hines. So I'm going to be connecting with him and his wife, Margaret, going to be seeing them this coming weekend. So there's been a lot of events, a lot of celebrations, a lot of coming back to life from traveling. And again, I want to highlight this because I did a post on this last year, but talking about how good things that are happening in our life can also be triggers for episodes, for struggling, for feeling out of control, for feeling those things that I associate with overwhelm, stress, feeling too much, not able to slow down, like I'm being crowded with all these things and never ending to-do list, and feeling this responsibility and duty to be present for so many people in so many places and so much all at once. So what am I doing for myself to take care of myself during this time is what I would like to share. So first of all, to recap on this month, we started things off celebrating our 1 year anniversary, came back from that trip, and it was incredible because, as you guys know, and I've talked about in a previous episode, travel is something that I really, really hold near and dear to my heart with my husband, being able to make those memories with him, have these experiences, because I feel like I learned so much as a person going out and experiencing different cultures and different areas of the world that we have been able to do so far at this point in our lives. And coming back to this, I really, really try my best to, and I get something I've been struggling with is feeling like I haven't been showing up as much on Instagram as I usually do. And I don't say social media because I'm only on Instagram. I have it very simply set up right now. That is the only place that you guys can go to connect with me other than connecting with me through my newsletter, which you can find it's on Substack. You can subscribe to that and receive. I have a free bipolar wellness workbook that I use, that I come back to, and has actually helped me with transitioning back into my routine here. But really just focusing on what I can and reminding myself when I feel overwhelmed, where that's coming from and what I can't control with that. So when I talk about feeling bad, because I feel like I have not been showing up as much. I haven't been posting every single day, posting a bunch of reels and different things that I've come across and really making the time to do that. And I think a big part of it was wanting to be present on our trip and also understanding that your people will always be your people no matter what. And I feel like I had this fear of, I feel like I need to be doing more all the time. I feel like I need to be showing up all of the time. And that is something that I was facing, you know, with being away, with coming back, with feeling like, wow, you know, we're already almost heading into April. And I feel like there's so much I want to share that I know can help so many people, that I have, you know, ideas outlined, but I just haven't done it yet. And again, just for me getting this all out of my head and onto paper. So again, like there is also something I do, which at least once a month, I go to my therapist. I see her online. I've been seeing her now for, what is it, it's at least been 3 years. But yeah, I see her at least once a month. So I ended up sharing all of this with her prior to our trip. And then I saw her after the trip. So being able just to check in and to make sure, what am I not doing that is something that's helping me? And one of those things for me, it's just giving myself 10 minutes of silence, whether it's I'm sitting outside, not on my phone, not looking at anything, not doing anything, because I'm the kind of person where I always feel like I need to be doing something, whether it's responding to people who are messaging me on Instagram, responding to emails, going through and it's text messages, getting back to voicemails, always something that I feel like I need to be doing. And it really does impact me a lot at times. So having those 10 minutes of silence, whether I'm doing a meditation, whether I'm just sitting outside, giving myself that time, I do that. And also reading is huge for me. So if you guys don't know this, I read about anywhere from like 30 to 40 books a year. A majority of that is from the guest that I have had on this podcast, reading their memoirs, their stories, their work. Also a lot, I have a list of recommendations from people. So I'm always reading something, and that is always something that helped me calm myself down, take myself out of this go, go, go mode that I always find myself in. So reading, doing that silence, and some form of exercise. What I've been doing a lot lately is walking. I used to have a very hard time with that because as someone who went from a lot of very high intense workouts, the gym a lot of times a week, I was transitioning and now I really actually enjoy it a lot more being outside and just being able to move my body in that way. And I feel like it's really helped me so much just in terms of clarity with my thinking. And again, not feeling like I need to be doing something at all times. So I think something I wanted to share with you guys that I think you would find helpful is determining what is that thing inside of yourself that you feel like you're always in this mode or state that isn't always good for you. It could be, but it also can't be. And for me, it's that go, go, go mentality. And I feel like I would be like, well, it's good because I have all these amazing conversations on the podcast with people that I'm able to share and bring these resources and connect with so many people and go to all these events. And, you know, whether it's me getting up in front of people and speaking and sharing my story or whatever that is, that's what I say. I say it's good because of this, but it's also bad when it's too much. And I start to feel bad because I am not doing everything all at once, all the time. So I would call you to think about that for yourself right now, this month in review. Where have you felt like most of the negative thinking, overwhelm, stress, what is the source of that? And what is the story you are telling yourself around that source? And again, it's a lot for me to already think we're already moving into April. Because I was like, yesterday was New Year's in my mind. I was like, that was January. Time is moving by so quickly. At least I feel that way. So something that I'm also going to be sharing with you guys as well coming up in another episode is a big life change that I am going to be going through. And I'm really excited to share what's to come with this. There's a lot that I have on my plate of things that I want to bring forth to you guys, but I also want to be super, super aware that I also need to remember to show up for myself and give myself more of what I need to be able to do this work and not beat myself up because of it, not beat myself up because I am not showing up on Instagram or doing things in the times that I used to, or whatever this messaging may be in my head. And really, when I think about coming back to life, and if you're thinking about this for yourself, if you have a busy season in your life or some big life event that is coming up or that has just passed, and you are trying to adjust, and also to remember whether this is a good or bad thing, it can still have that same impact on you. For me, I get so lit up and so alive by the work that I do with this podcast, bringing these conversations for you guys, going to these events, contributing to the work that many of the nonprofits do that I'm involved with, all these different things, but also knowing that you can get burnt out if you don't continue to pour into yourself and see what that is looking like for you. So get it out of your head, put it onto paper. That's what I've been doing. And that's what I did this entire past week. I always really feel like, at least for me, Sundays are my day of what do I have for this week coming up? What does my week look like? And what am I not going to take on? And not being afraid to say that, to say no to people, to say, I would love to do this the following week or the following month or whatever that is. I've been able to learn that skill that I did not have before because I would say yes to everything. I would say, I'm going to go here. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do all these things because I did not want to feel like I was hurting someone by saying no, or I can't do that. But really it's an act of courage and bravery to show up and love yourself and say, I don't have the bandwidth for this and express that and be honest. And I've learned to do that over the years. So I really try to do that every single Sunday, take that time to say, what's coming up for me this week? What am I not going to continue to take on? Because a lot of it can be on me too, right? Reaching out, setting up connections or meetings with people, and then saying, oh, wow, why did I send that, right? Why did I say that to do that now when I can't take this on? So not being afraid to say that and be honest with people, because what I have found is people respect you so much when you are able to hold strong to your boundaries and what you are able to actually take on. And I also admire that in people when I get the same response back of, you know, I'm not able to do this at this time, but I could do it at this time. Or even if there's not even a next date and time set, it's just a no. That is 100% acceptable and okay as well. So what I want you to take away from this episode of coming back to life for me, I wanted to share with you guys my month in review and just all the exciting things, right? I talked about my sister's birthday, my husband and I celebrating our 1-year anniversary, having a beautiful trip of so many memories and special experiences that we've been able to do together, having him on the podcast. I have been so nervous to do this because I care so much about him and wanting to have him share his insights on what it's like navigating our relationship, living with bipolar, how he opened up of, you are actually the first person I've ever met who has said they live with bipolar. And also speaking and sharing my story to support NAMI, an organization that is so, so, so close to my heart. And then also going and attending the gala for Kid in the Corner. And then all the birthdays I've had, friends going away. We have Easter coming up. So being able to reconnect with family, another mental health expo for me this coming week, another panel, mental health panel that I'm going to be attending as well this coming week. And then also reconnecting with Kevin Hines. If you haven't already heard his story on the podcast, you must go listen to that and really, really, really go and see the work that he is doing as well. So being able to stay consistent with therapy, stay consistent with what I am missing for myself, but also letting myself feel those uncomfortable feelings of when I am feeling like, I feel like I'm doing too much. I feel like I'm not doing enough. I don't feel like I'm enough. All these things that we get inside of our head, right? Of getting clear on what those things are, writing them out, writing out, I will not take on any more stuff this week or month. And that's really what I do. And I do that with the way that I live my life. I do that with the podcast. And another thing that I've been hard on myself with is for so many of you listening who I have the submission open to share your story on the podcast, I said, I'm going to be getting back to people in about a week, or I'm about to go on my anniversary trip. I still have not done that yet. And again, if you are someone listening to this podcast and you live with bipolar disorder, or you have a loved one living with bipolar, please go and submit to share your story on the podcast. And I'm getting back to every single person on that. And I'm not going to set a timeline, but I was hard on myself for that. I was like, wow, I opened this up and all of these submissions and incredible experiences and stories people want to share to help other people and also help themselves by sharing their experiences, because it is so healing when you're able to overcome, I cannot share this or talk about it. So that's something that I'm going to be doing, but there's a lot of things coming up that I am excited to share with you guys. And again, just because there are good things, there's also bad things. Like I talked about my grandma passing away this year. I talked about all the stomach issues, the colonoscopy, the endoscopy, the multiple doctor's appointments. I've been able to figure that out. I did not share an update, but I was able to actually ask for a test It was a breath test for something called SIBO, which is it's your small intestine that is impacted. So I was able to get tested positive for that. Medication helped. Now I'm back feeling like myself. I was very, very knocked down by that. I had an episode where I talked about that, the impact of the struggles I was facing with my physical health on my mental health and how detrimental that was becoming for me. That was actually episode 188 of the podcast. So I finally have an answer to this and just being able to get back on track with how I've been feeling and really being able to continue that work to show up for myself. So I hope that you guys have taken something away from this episode, coming back to life, what it's like to get back into your routine following a lot of events for the month that I went through. The big one, celebrating our 1 year wedding anniversary. So what I've been able to do, the steps I've taken, writing all this out, therapy, talking about it, having those conversations with the people closest to me, doing these things, doing this work, sharing my story, sharing your stories. So I hope that you guys enjoyed this episode. And as always, every single Monday, the last Monday of every month, is an episode about me where I will be sharing my biggest takeaway from the month as it relates to the impact it's had on my life living with bipolar, positive or negative, what I'm doing with those negatives that come up, and they always do every single day for me, how I handle that. But every single Monday, there are new episodes here. So if you guys have not already done so, please go and rate or review the show. I read every single one, and this is what helps spread these conversations into the people who need to hear this the most. And if you're not already, go and connect with me on Instagram, LiveWellBipolar. Send me a message. Let me know what you think of the episode. I always love connecting with you and being able to see what resonated and provide more value of what could potentially resonate for you as well. So thank you for being here, and I love you guys, and I will see you in the next one. All right. Bye.